So in this section, I'm just going to talk briefly for a few minutes on the whole Babylon Bee interview with Elon Musk. And I'm not going to go through and look in depth at the interview. I think plenty of people have seen it by now. I think it's probably, and if you don't know anything about the Babylon Bee and you don't follow it, then you might want to skip forward a few minutes. You might even want to skip this video entirely. But the Babylon Bee, for those of you not aware, is a satirical website. They're professing Christians. And a lot of the time, a lot of the material, it makes me chuckle. I'll share it on Facebook or whatever. Sometimes, most of the time, not really. What I'm going to say, I hope doesn't come across as somebody who's coming from the point of view of I just don't get the sense of humor and all of that. This is not the angle I'm coming at all. For those of you that are aware, Elon Musk, who is a major innovator and what do you call him, a futuristic thinker, and the Tesla car is associated with him, and he runs that. To be honest, I hadn't heard of him probably up until maybe a year or two ago, in relation to a few things here and there. But anyway, Elon Musk was being interviewed by the Babylon Bee. I've only watched parts of it, and these comments are really only for the end part of it, where they were quote-unquote giving the gospel to Elon Musk, which has caused a degree of controversy. And a lot of people have been annoyed. One video which was done by Justin Peters, who has been on this program before, and one of my favorite interviews that I've done was with Justin Peters, very knowledgeable guy when it comes to things to do with the charismatic movement and things like that. But he's also very knowledgeable on things as well. And he was very concerned and deeply saddened by the way, the jovial way and the kind of a way that didn't glorify God, shall we say. The Babylon Bee were basically saying, will you just accept Jesus? It's one of those, Elon Musk clearly didn't get converted, and they made a big joke about the gospel. I suppose that's the short of it, and that's what's so sad and disappointing about the whole thing. And Justin Peters was rightly, I believe, annoyed about this. I think the whole thing about the Babylon Bee, though, I'm not really surprised. I'm saddened, but I can't say I'm surprised. The reason I'm not surprised is and I want you to hear this. This is not about, there are times when I will find one or two things here and there funny. And I'm, yes, for a sense of humor, yes, for a laugh. I think you need that. I don't think people should be just automatons and people who can't have a laugh every now and again or whatever the case may be. However, when you have a website or a ministry or a Christian organization or whatever you want to call it, dedicated to being what I would call a class clown 24/7, that's your whole reason for existence, to be the jokester, you're going to cross the line eventually. And you're always going to see this. If your reason for existence is to glorify God, first and foremost, okay, there will be times when you can share a joke, and you have to be wise about these things and all that as well. But their whole thing is about making people laugh. That is their main reason for being there, to mock the other side and all that. Much of it isn't wise, I'll be honest. Much of it's very funny. And there's some very humorous observations of the last 2 years. I remember one particular one where one person in one of the articles was to wear a seatbelt outside. Particularly remember that article. So, obviously, this is satire. It's not real. Okay. The problem is, the gospel is never, ever, ever to be joked about. It is holy ground. It is sacred ground. When we talk about God, we are never, ever to speak jovially or make any joke to have anything to do with Him or His saving work or anything else. That we are to glorify Him, we are to tremble before Him, and we are to have, you could say, that same attitude that Moses had before God, that the people of Israel had before God at the base of Mount Sinai. Fear. And when everything, your whole website is based on, is juvenile humor. Again, I'm not saying I've never found anything they've ever put out funny. Yes, clearly some of it's funny. But when you're based on juvenile humor, by the way, there's plenty of Christian websites that are all based on either memes or just being what I would call a class clown. They will inevitably at some stage cross the line because their whole reason for existence is to make people laugh. And this is where I feel that we, not against having a sense of humor, but we should be characterized not by our ability to make people laugh or to make people think we're hilarious and all that kind of thing, but we should have godly sobriety. Not in terms of not being drunk, but godly sobriety in terms of a good, godly Christian witness, especially anybody involved in the ministry. So sadly, I always felt, and this is the way I feel that many of these websites will invariably always go. Because your whole fate, you're the wrong focus. The wrong focus. So, would very much agree with much what Justin Peters said in reply to that, and you can find that yourself on YouTube.